You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is from Rita, and she does give us the Z. Hey to the boys.
Hey, Rita.
She says, wondering if Dom ever paid his son for grades, and if Jeremy is doing that now with his son. She says, we have two kids, one finishing seventh grade and one who will start middle school this fall. The older one gets very good grades, while our youngest does not. We thought about paying our youngest for grades, but a lot of our family members said it's horrible to start that. Rita says, my dad even said she's supposed to do well in school. Giving her money won't make her do any better if she's more interested in friends than in books. End quote. Rita says, I'm afraid our oldest would make a lot of money from us for grades, and that would only cause anger and bitterness from our daughter. Just wondering what you and your listeners think. Boy, it does kind of add a different dimension when you've got the competition there in the household.
Yeah.
And so many times that oldest, well, let's face it. I mean, if you got two kids, they're going to be completely different anyway. One will always, they're going to have different personalities.
Sure, they'll study different things.
Different interests. Yeah, some will do well in school, some will not. And then you're going to have to deal with that. Are you a pay for grades dude?
Yeah, going back to that question, we're not. But thank you, Rita, for planting that seed now, if Rita's listening. And that seed for numerous other kids that are listening right now that had no idea that this is a thing. Now they're going to be bugging their parents. But no, at this point, no. I mean, he's going into second grade. We're not paying him for grades.
Yeah.
But I can see maybe further on down the line, maybe. Gosh, I can remember growing up, my parents didn't pay me for grades either, but my mom did reward me a few times in probably middle school, end of elementary school, with video games. That was, you know, back in the day when the original Nintendo came out, and I can remember going to the toy store, and she'd let me pick out a video game because I got straight A's or something.
Right.
Just as a little end of the year, you accomplished the whole year of school, you got great grades, you showed up, and yeah, we'll get you a video game to enjoy over the summer.
I know that we have a ton of our listeners who do this, who have a certain dollar amount for A's, certain dollar amount for B's, so forth and so on. I can't help but think back, and I try to imagine, if I could, the look on my father's face, the first sergeant, if someone had suggested paying his children for grades. I can only imagine the look of disgust on his face.
I'm putting a roof over their head.
Exactly.
I'm feeding them. This is their job right now. I'm clothing you. That's don't need more money out of me.
That's why when Rita wrote in her note, she goes, you know, that her dad said that, you know, that it's she's supposed to do well. So that's what my dad would have said. So I never got a dime for anything like that. And so therefore, I kind of raised my son. I did raise my son the same way. I never paid him anything for grades. It was like, go to school. It's like, I kind of lump it in the same thing with chores. People are like, you know, I'm going to, if I can get my kid to clean this, I'll give them $10. I'm like, well,
shouldn't they be helping anyway?
Aren't they supposed to be members of the household who participate? But
really, like, looking at it then from the other direction, isn't it a way just to help your kids kind of dip their toe into real life situations? Like, yes, we are all supposed to just go to work every day and do a good job. But if you do a good job, you get rewarded for it. Hopefully at your workplace with more money or perks or something. So you are kind of teaching them how the real world works.
When they do good,
they get rewarded.
And I get that. So I don't have a strong argument against. I just say I didn't do it. But if people do it and it works for them,
yes,
I don't have an.
The ultimate
goal is to try to get the kids to succeed, and if that's the motivation,
if that's working, then it's
that
working.
Works for them.
But then you can give them the money, and then you proceed to teach them more life lessons. Then you take a little bit of that money back for taxes, and then you make them save a little bit, and then just, you know, teach them like that $5 that they got. Maybe they have $2 left, you know. So you can do a whole learning thing with the money.
I think we could do a bigger topic on this show maybe tomorrow or the next day, because we had a long sit down with Gretchen's daughter, my stepdaughter, who's finishing high school now, and the whole thing about life and money and everything else is kind of interesting.
Kind of a smack in the face, isn't it?
If we did a five call says it all, how many our listeners do you guess would say
pony up some cash?
Yeah, yes, pay for grades, and how many would say no, don't? If you had to predict.
I think this is going to be 50-50. Well, it's going to be five calls, so three yes, two no.
Yeah.
There you go.
But there's Rebecca on the phone. Good morning, Rebecca. What do you think?
I think Rita should just pay a tutor. We created a monster with our kid. We started giving her $10, you know, for going to school and getting good grades, and we treated it as a job. And every parent-teacher review was an opportunity to increase her pay, you know, just like our reviews. And soon enough, it became like, well, I'm in the dean's list. I need more money.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't you just say no?
Yeah.
Yes. And then we thought, well, I told her that I would put it in her savings account, so she wants to see it every week. She asked me for that.
Every week?
She's in middle school now.
So how often were you giving her cash?
We were doing it as a paycheck. So every week we would give her like $5, and we thought it would be like...
Well, how is that for grades, though? She doesn't get grades every week, does she?
No, but she needed to look good, and
that was just for motivation.
Was it like a job, right?
Oh my
gosh, like a job,
Rebecca.
Huh. So what's your your vote? No,
I vote don't. Just pay for a tutor. Figure out what the heck is going on with the little one.
Created a monster.
Rebecca, go have a great day. Okay,
all right, see ya.
I will.
Bye. Well, at least she acknowledges that she messed up. That was a bad idea.
Here's Kelly. Good morning, Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I have to agree. Do not pay your kids for grades. It just that sense of entitlement. And then later when they go off into work, oh, well, my boss didn't give me a reward because I did a great job on this report. That's not the way the world works.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I can see that angle.
See, it's like my father's on the phone.
It could
right
backfire
now,
so. On you.
Kelly, I'm glad you called. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's Ann. Ann, so far it's 2-0 that says don't. What do you think?
I say pay up.
Pay up. Why?
I am 75. I just turned 75. My mother was a school teacher for over 40 years. And to quote my late mother, how would you like to work for no pay?
Yeah, but they're getting food and clothes and shelter and...
Yes, and I got an allowance, too, and I had to do something for my mom and for my dad every week.
Did you save all that money?
My mother needed to iron, so I ironed.
Did you save all that money,
Ann? And my dad was in the military reserve.
Huh? Oh, boy. Did you save all that money? What'd you do with all that money you made?
I'm now sitting in a house that's totally mine.
Yeah.
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 All because of that allowance.
Yeah, because you got straight A's. Well, we're glad you called
Almost.
Us. Thank
Almost.
You for being on our show, Ann. You have a good day.
Bye, Ann.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye.
Hey.
Well, she probably worked for many, many years to pay off that house.
Well, exactly. It
wasn't from grades.
Here's Andy. Good morning, Andy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
What do you think, Andy?
I have to agree with your second caller. I say no. I think it just fosters that sense of entitlement. We all have to do things on a daily basis. We all have to meet certain expectations. And to teach these kids that they should get paid for every little thing that they do, something that they should be doing anyway, is just enforcing that instant gratification and that entitlement that we have.
Yeah, but if they don't meet the expectations, they don't get rewarded, which is just like real life.
So there's other ways of rewarding kids for doing well in school. You know, you can offer other benefits. I have a grandson, and he wanted to go on a family vacation. And so his parents struck up a deal, and they said, it's going to cost a lot of money to go on this family vacation. We'll pay for it if you can get straight A's. But if you don't get straight A's, then you're going to have to contribute to part of what it would cost to go on that family vacation.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right, well, we got your vote down, so yeah. We got to run, so we'll put you down as a no. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you. Time for one more. Okay, so now it is 3-1. Annie, what's your vote?
Oh, good morning, boys. My vote is yes. Our pediatrician actually recommended it every time I would take my son in from about the time he was in middle school all the way through high school, and he said the same thing. He's like, well, you know, you look at it as
This is their job, and, you know, if they do well, they get paid for it. So we paid him at the end of the semester, and then I think at 6 and 12 weeks, because that's when grades were...
How much did you pay him?
High school. For the 6 and 12-week ones, he would get 10 for an A, 5 for a B, and then we didn't give him anything for a C.
Hmm.
And then at the end of the year, if he got A's, he got a 20 for each A. And a 10
20 for each A. Gosh, if you had like five classes,
soaking it up.
You know, $100.
I mean,
your phone's actually kind of cutting out on us, Annie, so we got to run. Thank you for that.
Huh.
The final tally was 3 no's and 2 yeses.
Isn't that interesting that her pediatrician was recommending that? Could you see that at the visit? He's like leaning over and he's like, how much are you paying these kids?
Strikes me as unusual.
We need to make this happen.
Here's the thing. I see both arguments.
Yes.
I totally see the, hey, that's their job is to go and do that. And then the other thing is I see the argument of, well, you're kind of teaching them about money.
Yes.
And
I guess it just boils down to knowing your kid, you know? Like if the money is actually going to stimulate them to work harder, or like that first lady that called where the kid's like, give me more. More, more.
You know, you've taken the wrong step when your child hires an agent.
Right, yeah.
When suddenly there's somebody at the door and they're like, hi, I'm here representing your daughter. She doesn't feel.
Representing Aiden.
Or is it Jaden or Payden?
Jaden, Caden.
Payden, Dayden. I'm representing your child who feels that they have not been adequately compensated for the effort that they are putting into their schoolwork. Now, as you can see here on page 3, paragraph 12, mm-hmm. subsection D.
She's ace in math. So lay out the Benjamins.
Well.
All right. What was the final score?
3-2, no.
No, okay.
What are you going to do with...
I don't know. I have no idea. That's so many years down the road.
You're not going to... What are you talking
Probably
about?
Probably not.
What are you talking about? Your son's about to turn 8. It's not that far down the road.
Well, at least 5 years down the road, I would think.
Why? Because you can't pay them until they're a certain age?
Yeah, probably middle school. That's probably when I'd start.
You're not going to pay them.
Probably not.
I know you.
Probably not.
A,
they need to pay me back. They owe me.
See, true. More true than funny.
That's right.
Right? Where are you going to pay me for these gray hairs?
Right.